Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the OM Times Radio Network.
Hope you all are having amazing summer. Welcome to the show. Sow what you want to reap, the universal law of karma. We all are aware about this, so what's new? Let's welcome our guest, Darlene, who is the author of AmazingKarma.com. Welcome, Darlene.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's an honor to have you. Let me tell you a little bit about Darlene, our friend. As she says, she's not a typical senior citizen. She has done and accomplished much more than that. She's a five-time Jeopardy champion, a breast cancer victor, a former frog jockey, a member of Mensa, owns an award-winning movie production company, and she sang on British radio for 5 years. So a very warm welcome to you, Darlene, and we are really honored to have you.
Thank you. That's very kind.
How are you?
I'm having a great day, and I hope you and your listeners are as well.
We are. Thank you for joining us. So, darling, tell us about AmazingKarma.com.
Our website, AmazingKarma.com, is based on the non-religious philosophy of what goes around comes around. And it's corollary because nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. So when you screw up, own your actions, make amends, move ahead. It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm. So what was the idea behind?
This is based on a game that we played with our children when they were growing up to teach them right from wrong. If you did something good or kind or thoughtful, like if you set the table without being asked, the universe will grant you a positive karma point. If you continue to harass your sister, the universe is definitely going to debit you a karma point, or mom is, and when enough karma points had been accrued, there would be a small reward. Well, my husband and I, we live in Southern California, and I love the fried chicken at Knott's Berry Farm restaurant. So we were down there trying to have lunch, and it was packed. We circled that parking lot 5 times and were unable to find a parking spot. So he laughingly turns to me and says, well, why don't we each cash in 50 karma points for a good parking space? And I laughed, sure. And it's a June day, and if you're in Southern California, you know June gloom, it's overcast. I am not kidding you. The next pass through, the clouds parted, a ray of sunshine comes down, and there's a parking spot right in front of the restaurant. We took some pictures. The pictures are actually on the website. And went inside, had our lunch, and we spent that lunch scribbling on napkins saying, what can we do with this idea? And that's how we came up with the concept for the red and green karma cards, which are the basics of the Amazing Karma website.
That's so perfect. That's great. So that is a great way of teaching your children to be positive and to do the right things, be kind.
I think children are hardwired at birth to do the right thing, but a lot of times it gets socialized out of them, and we're very isolationist as a society. We may see a good action, but how often do we go over and interact with the person and say, you did a good thing and I saw it? And we enable bad behavior by ignoring that as well, because we just don't want to get involved. But as, you know, for children, we found out that children as young as four understand the concept of the cards. They completely get it. And the cards are a very gentle, non-confrontational way to find and reward good behavior and gently let someone know that their bad behavior has been noticed.
Wow. Okay. That's great. So the Amazing Karma cards are mainly designed with kids in mind. It's like a game.
Well, we have people on our website from teenagers through age 80, and they all get it. Anybody can use these cards. And anyone who comes through our website, AmazingKarma.com, and signs up for a free account, all they have to do is ask, and we will send them free karma cards. I don't mean free plus shipping and handling. We're picking up the shipping. We're not charging for handling. They are absolutely 100% free until we've given away a 500,000 cards.
Okay, wow, that's great. So what are you trying to really accomplish?
I just really want this to be my legacy. I would like to make the world a slightly better place than when I found it. And when I hand you a karma card because I recognize that you did a good deed, I get a good feeling, you get a good feeling, and you start being encouraged to look for somebody else doing the next good act. You start looking for good. And the fun thing about these cards is each card has a unique code on it. When you register it, you get a point. When I give it to you and you register it, you get a point and I get a point. When you give it to the next person, everybody gets a point. And these points continue to accrue as long as these cards travel around the world. And they're not cardboard. These are sturdy plastic cards, the size and shape and weight of a credit card. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. Then when you have enough karma points accumulated, you can do one of two things with them. And it's your choice. We will donate an amount equal to the karma points you've accrued to any any 501(c) charity on the planet, and we'll do it in your name. Or if you'd rather, we will get you a gift card from any retailer on the planet who offers a gift card. So it's all good, all positive.
That's such a way of starting a positivity, a goodness chain. And I mean, it's like a wave.
It is. It's a wave. I've been referring to it as a muscle. The more you look for good, the more you will find. And when you reward this, you encourage people to go out and find the next good and encourage the next good. And the other thing you can do at AmazingKarma.com is when you register your card, it will map it in the area code that you registered the card. We're not going to give away your address or anything like that, just the general area. But then say, you give that card to me, and I'm flying off to New York tomorrow, and I give it to somebody who's flying off to Paris tomorrow, and they're give it to someone who's flying off to Cairo. You can actually watch on our mapping program the progress of your card around the world, and we encourage our members to post stories of the good and bad deeds that caused them to give out the karma cards in the first place.
Perfect. So when did you start it?
Well, we actually put up a very lame website about 4 years ago. And at that point, my husband was in a celebrity poker tournament with the late actor James Gandolfini. We also have beautiful karma coins that are available for sale, and they make excellent card protectors for anyone who plays poker. They know what that is. He was giving them out to these celebrities, and there were a number of venture capitalists and angel investors who were there playing also. And a couple of days later, we started getting calls, and they started offering us ridiculous sums of money to buy out our website. And we're going, wait, why? And they said, you have a niche social network. Well, we're senior citizens. We looked at each other and said, what's that? So when the money got into the seven figures, and now it's at eight figures that we've been offered, we said, if this is worth that much to them, we're pulling it back and we're retooling it and we're going to make it really, really wonderful. And it took us about 3 years of going through more programmers than I can count until we found our current programmer, Elf, who got the website to do exactly what we wanted to do. And we just hard launched it this past March. So we've only been open for a few months.
And do you see the message spreading, people getting more cards?
It's remarkable. It is remarkable. Yes.
I'm sure with such a positive intention, what you have created is amazing, and it should definitely go global.
Well, we're hoping. We're hoping. And I was mostly talking about the green karma cards before. There are actually red karma cards as well that you would give to somebody who performed an act of unkindness or dishonesty or discourtesy. The example I always use is, if you're the person who parks diagonally across three handicapped parking spaces, you might come out to your car to find that I've slipped the red card under your windshield wiper. But again, it's all about positivity and encouraging people to do the right thing and take responsibility. If you found that red card under your windshield wiper, I'm sure you'd know why. And if you looked and said, yeah, I've been a jerk, then you took it to the website and registered the red card, you still get a positive karma point, and you can hang on to it and pass it on to the next person. It's all about being responsible and recognizing good.
Great. So, and I see, like, you have a mobile app as well.
Yes. Yes, there is a mobile app available for AmazingKarma.com. It's available for both Apple and Android phones. You can register your cards. You can set up your account that way. It is a little more limited, obviously, than our full website, but we are working to improve it daily. We're hoping in the not-too-distant future we can have a scanning program so you can just scan the cards with your phone or tablet. But our programming elf is busy working on that. He hasn't got it quite yet.
Welcome.
And we will take just a short break here and be back in a couple minutes.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back. Welcome back, darling.
Thank you.
So I understand how AmazingKarma.com came around, you know, when your family just decided to bring it to the world. But, I mean, I have known that and I've read your story, and it seems like you have been through some past struggles in your work life and, you know, personal life. How did those experiences influence your idea to start AmazingKarma.com?
My husband and I have always believed in doing the right thing first and worrying about the consequences later. He actually has a license plate on his car that says the best revenge is success. Everybody has a hard time in life. I've been fired from my job of 24 years. I was almost sent to a hospital as an inpatient as a child because they believed I was severely retarded. I wasn't severely retarded. I was legally blind. And when they tested my eyes and got that corrected, I am not. I've been called many unpleasant things, but mentally challenged is not one of them. So everybody has struggles. Mm-hmm. If you keep an optimistic outlook, particularly if you're feeling down, if you're feeling low, my best medicine for that is go look for somebody doing something good, something kind. When you find that person, just acknowledging that somebody is out there doing a good thing is uplifting. It makes you feel better, and you're going to go on about your day and do better than you would if you sat home feeling very sorry for yourself because things aren't working out the way you wanted them to.
I totally agree. But sometimes in life, it just is hard to get out of, you know, yourself, your struggle, and to be able to see the goodness around. But I totally agree. If, you know, we can be grateful for even one single thing in our life, or look around and find that one positive person who has made a difference, it can definitely shift and pull us up. So that's been your practice in your,
absolutely.
I mean, in your life that you have practiced.
Yes, that's absolutely right. I've had some problems. My first husband died at the age of 47, leaving me a single mother. Everybody has problems. Everybody has trials. Everybody has struggles. But the more you look outside yourself, the better you will be. You can still influence the world to be a better place just by not looking at your own sorrows, not by focusing on your own sorrows, but by focusing on other people's good.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And so tell us, Ken is not able to join us today, but tell us about Ken and how you came together.
Ken started his life as an IBM engineer in St. Louis, Missouri, but he got the idea very early on, before Blockbuster, that maybe people would want to rent videotapes instead of purchase them outright. They were very expensive at that point. And he opened the very first video store in the entire St. Louis area. After a lot of struggles and a lot of problems, suddenly it took off. And in a few years, he found himself the owner of a chain of video stores.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was well, He was wealthy, he had a beautiful family, and he was living the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
In St. Louis, there is a group with the unfortunately ironic name of the National Federation for Decency, because in my opinion, these people were anything but decent. Now, in the late 1980s, Martin Scorsese, the director, came out with a movie called The Last Temptation of Christ. The National Federation of Decency put pressure on all the video store owners in St. Louis not to carry this movie. Ken just said, that's not your decision to make. Every individual has the right to choose for themselves whether they want to see this or not. His stores were the only ones who carried it, and they started harassing his employees, vandalizing his equipment. His children got death threats. They had to send their children out of state to keep them safe. And eventually, Ken was arrested in his own store on made-up racketeering charges, and everything he owned was confiscated. He went through two very long, very expensive trials, both of which he won, but he lost everything. He lost his business. He lost his family. He very nearly lost his life. Now, I'm going to tell you, he did get some measure of satisfaction, and several years later, he wanted to make a movie out of this episode in his life. So he came out to Hollywood and worked very hard to try to get it made. He's also an actor as well as a writer and a director, so he was supporting himself as an actor. In 2000, there was a strike for commercial actors, and in order to survive, he took a job driving a limousine. And one A-list celebrity, who shall remain nameless, got him fired. So he's at the absolute bottom. He has no job, no income, no family, no life. He's very close to homeless. At that point, somebody named Chris Gore, who ran a website called FilmThreat.com, wrote a story about Ken called How Not to Make It in Hollywood, which also included the backstory of the video stores in St. Louis. I read this, and I was so angry that this could happen to a good man that I contacted him, and we started talking. Eventually, we had lunch, and he handed me the script. Well, in my business, I had read thousands of bad scripts, and I thought, oh, here goes a promising relationship down the drain. But I read it. It was excellent. I still gave him 17 pages of notes. I signed on as producer, and after, again, several years of struggle, we got the film made. It's called Heart of the Beholder. It's available on Netflix and Amazon and a number of other places. And when it went on the independent film circuit, it won more Best Feature Film awards than any other film before or since.
Wow.
So, and it's a true story with a wonderful, wonderful cast.
Wow. And you won multiple awards for that movie.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
We won five first place and five second place. And we would have, I think, we would have won more first place awards, but the same people who went after him in St. Louis started following us around to film festivals. In Palm Beach, we had two packed house screenings. And in Palm Beach, they handed out the ballots to the audience as they walk in. 5 minutes into the film, 30 people get up and mark their ballot zero and turn them in. We tried to get that invalidated on the simple basis that they hadn't seen the whole movie. But Palm Beach had never dealt with this and didn't know what to do. Well, for our second packed house screening, I got up in front of the audience and I said, look, I know you're here. I don't have a problem with that. We're going to pass out the ballots at the end. If you truly believe this film merits a zero, by all means, please vote your conscience, but watch it first. After that screening, 11 people came up to me, quietly handed me unmarked ballots and walked out. They could not bring themselves to mark it zero once they had seen it. So the first five film festivals we were in, we took first place. By the time we got to the sixth, they were following us around, and we took five second place awards. Could easily have been 10 first places, but it is what it is.
So, I mean, anyways, the message was across. So, you know, it's, and you got multiple awards. So, do you think the concept of karma showed up in this film?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it did. There, as I said, I'm not going to spoil it for your audience by telling them what the, I would call it the satisfaction, the karmic turn is, but it, it almost seems like somebody made this up. You couldn't make this up. This is real life. It's all documented, and it happened exactly the way we show it in the movie. So I think your audience will really enjoy it. Also, we needed a little girl to play Ken's daughter. We auditioned this beautiful little seven-year-old girl who just did a wonderful job in the audition, and her name was Chloe Grace Moretz. It was her very first movie, and she's gone on from there to be a wonderful young star.
Great. So, Darlene, I know you mentioned you were fired from a job over 25 years for trying to do something good. So that sounds more like Murphy's Law, no good deed goes unpunished. So then it does the idea of karma. So do you think karma was at work in that situation as well?
Oh, yes, it did. Absolutely. And this is how. I was trying to arrange a charitable event for the families of the victims of Malaysia Flight 370. I knew that they would be tied up in litigation and lawsuits for years, and I wanted to see if I couldn't give them some immediate satisfaction.
And we will be right back after a short break. Please stay tuned with us.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Alicia Isaacs Howes.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. You can find us every week here on Om Times Radio at Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And we are back. Welcome back, everyone. And we were talking about the theory of karma as it applies to Darlene's work situation.
Well, as I was saying, I was trying to arrange some financial help for the families of the victims of Malaysia Flight 370. And a few years earlier, my company had tried to get rid of me before I turned 55 and would be vested in more benefits. And that did not work out for them. They were told they could not fire me, but then I was kind of on their radar. So when I was doing this, I inadvertently used my work email to send out one email, and they fired me for it. But did karma show up in this situation? Oh, yes, it did. I sued them for wrongful termination, and I used the proceeds of the settlement to set up the Amazing Karma website.
Ah, wow. you have an unshaken belief in the theory of karma, and it's
absolutely
right every time in your life.
It does. Sometimes you have to wait a long time for it, but the more positive energy you put out into the world, the more you are going to receive. We all know that one person, when they walk into a room, it's like they suck the energy right out of it. I want to be that person. When you walk into a room, I bring the energy with me, and I share it, and it warms me, it warms you, and the more it generates more and more good and more warmth. Positive energy, I think, is strongest when it's shared.
Right. I agree. Totally agree. And you have, and you feel so much that is there that you have given to the world, and you feel like you have always gotten it back in some form, or in joy of, you know, sheer joy of giving and doing good.
Yes, that's absolutely true. People who volunteer know how good that feels. Even if you can't volunteer for something, there is some good, kind, small thing you can do every day. I'm hoping it'll be out next month. We are publishing an e-book with a very lengthy title, so please forgive me if I stumble over it. It is called Karma Sense, How to Increase Your Personal Karma Quotient and Enhance Your Quality of Life. Wow, I think that's the first time I've gotten through it without stumbling. And it has it has over 100 very simple, everyday things that you can do just to bring a little more positivity into the world. Something as simple as if you're in the park and you see that somebody hasn't cleaned up after the dog, clean up after the dog. Even if you don't have a dog, you did a small good thing for the universe, and the universe noticed. And this will come back to you. You don't get a shower of goodness for doing one small thing. It's one small grain of sand at a time. If you can't move a mountain all at once, move a grain of sand. That mountain will move.
Yeah. I mean, if not anything that you will see right away, you will feel that joy that, you know, it's hard to describe how you feel when you do little random act of kindness.
That's so true. And I have also found that the good comes back to me in a way I could never have foreseen, never in a million years. But if you take a step back and look backwards, you'll see that everything you had done built to that good thing that came to you that you didn't know you needed at the time, needed badly but didn't think you were going to get, or is just a complete wonderful surprise. Life is as positive as you make it, and the more you give, the more you get.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of that from your life, where it was like a surprise?
Well, I can. I had a very hard time with my first husband. He was very ill, and I took care of him for the last 11 years of his life. And I didn't think that this was anything remarkable, but apparently other people did. And as I said, he was only 47 when he died. And I just thought, I have to get on with my life. I have to raise my son. I have to do the right thing here. So I just started, again, looking for the positive in life, which is really hard when you've lost a spouse and really hard when you're raising children by yourself. But these things are there. And it was 1 year later to the day when I first contacted Ken. not realizing that he would end up in my heart. And we married 4 years later.
Yeah,
the last thing I was looking for was a husband. Not even on my radar.
So, coming back to AmazingKarma.com, I know you have always tried to, you know, reinforce in your kids this theory of good karma. How do you think, or what are your suggestions to parents and family on influencing their kids to be more concerned with others and less self-centered?
Well, if the use of the karma cards within the family is an excellent way to do it. Just give the karma cards as they're needed, and at the end of a certain period, your children are going to start competing with each other to see who can do the most good things to get the most karma cards. It's really fun to watch them compete to be good. It's not something that you really expect, but when you make it into a game, it's fun for everybody. And the reward doesn't have to be a huge thing. Maybe my son likes Oreos and my daughter likes chocolate chip cookies. Well, whoever wins gets the cookie of their choice. It's not a big thing, but it's a small victory. Everybody benefits.
And kids never need a big or a lot, big thing or a lot to be happy, actually.
The sooner you get started on that, the better it is and the easier it is. And they develop it as a habit to do good and look for good in others.
And I think it's very important right now because I'm not saying that we as family teach our kids to be selfish or self-centered, but in general, the society is becoming like that. I think people are more concerned about, taking care of their own needs. And it's become like a survival. For good survival in this world, you have to, you have to take care of yourself first and then think about others.
That is the society we live in, I'm sorry to say, and I'm sorry to have to agree with you on that. But again, if we can stop ignoring the good and recognize it, if we can stop ignoring the bad and reveal it, things are going to be more positive all around. And that's I think that's why the karma cards are such a hit, both with children and adults.
Yeah.
Oh, and I know what I wanted to say. Monica, if anybody listening to your show signs up as a member of AmazingKarma.com and they mention that they saw or that they heard about it on your show, normally we send out 40 karma cards. I'll send them 60. If they just mention that they heard it here.
Thank you so much.
I want to get good going everywhere.
That's so awesome. And, this is what we need. We need to turn this around once again and, bring that world where peace reigns and kindness reigns and we all are happy and we care for each other. That earth of our dreams back. And you are doing a wonderful job. This is a brilliant idea. And, I'm really sure this will spread and all of us will come together and, make this true.
I hope so. Nobody needs more stuff. We need more good. We need more kindness.
Yes.
We need more love. Stuff doesn't last, but the more love you give out, the more good you give out, the more you have. That's wealth. That's true wealth.
yeah, that true happiness. And it comes from within. And it cannot be there if others around us are not happy.
So it's part of our job to, everybody does good things, small things. And, we're, you know, as parents and coworkers, we're busy and we're preoccupied, and we don't always acknowledge that small good thing. It's the smallest good act that needs to be recognized and needs to be rewarded. If somebody donates $1 million, oh, yes, everybody's going to stand up and applaud. But if a child donates every cent they have, which might be a quarter, you just smile to yourself and think, oh, that's nice. But how often do you let that child know that it's a good thing? They just think they got the good feeling of donating it, but having that recognized, recognizing good is
it's so important. Yeah, and it's huge for them. I mean, it's everything they have, and it is a big thing.
It is. And what's $1 million to a multimillionaire as opposed to 25 cents to a child when that's all they have? Who's doing the better, who's doing the better act, and which one gets recognized for it?
I agree. So tell us about the project that, you know, won National Spotlight for Ken.
Which project are you referring to? We have so many going right now.
It was a St. Louis project with your children?
Well, this was when the kids were growing up.
And I think we'll discuss more once we are back after a very short break. Please stay tuned with us.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are
the inspired
and the inspiration.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And we are back, and we were talking about the St. Louis project. Hi, darling.
Well, the next project we have up actually isn't in St. Louis. It is in Los Angeles, and we are working on a film script about ageism in Hollywood because it is so rampant. There is actually a group of people who worked their whole careers, did excellent work until somehow when they turned about 54, somehow their work mm-hmm. was no longer excellent after all these years, and they were dismissed for one reason or another. And the group is actually called Survive 55 because so few people survive their jobs at 55.
Hmm.
And in Hollywood, at the Writers Guild of America, there is a group for older writers. Do you know how old you have to be to join this group of older writers? 35. Mm-hmm. That's considered an old writer. So we really want to expose this and bring it to the fore that they're doing themselves such a disservice by dismissing these people mm-hmm. because pretty much they've been around long enough that they make too much money and they can hire somebody cheap and incompetent to fill that job.
Hmm.
So that would be a very karmic thing for me to get that movie made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing the kind of, issues that are prevalent in our society, and you are picking them up and you are doing something to resolve them and, you know, make this world a better place. I mean, usually people think of getting retired, right? And, you know, just travel or do things for fun. But with you and Ken, it just seems to be totally opposite.
Well, I think this is immense fun. I'm having the best time. I'm so glad that I am now retired and I can devote myself full time to this.
Uh-huh.
And my kids are grown and gone, so this is my job, this is my life, and this will be my project for, I'll give myself another 30 years, and then I'll see if I can renew my contract.
That's so awesome. We definitely need you to be doing this. We don't want you to be just traveling, and we are selfish. We need you.
Well, it's about, for me, it's just so much fun. I can't even imagine doing anything else at this point mm-hmm. in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's great, darling. So do you want to talk about any other project or any other film or anything else that you have in mind of doing? I know there is one ebook coming that you mentioned about.
And I'm going to clue your listeners in. Nobody else knows about this yet. But okay. I believe we are going to be doing auditions. We have an Amazing Karma song, and a few years ago uh-huh. for the election, we rewrote the lyrics, so it's now We Need a New Congress. We're looking for singers, performers, mm-hmm. dancers, and animators to audition to send us audition tapes. The information will be up on the website soon, and when we determine which are the top auditions, we will bring them for an all-expense-paid vacation to Hollywood. So just keep going back to AmazingKarma.com and check it every day. It will be up soon.
So the information will be up on AmazingKarma.com.
That's right. Just keep checking back. We're working on the details now, but it will be up shortly. I can't give an exact date yet. We're still working out the legalities and all the, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, so it's absolutely honest and fair.
Awesome. So tell us, darling, where can our audience order their Amazing Karma cards?
Very
simple. On the website.
On the website, AmazingKarma.com. There are several places to click to order the cards. It does say order, but they are free. They are absolutely mm-hmm. 100% totally no money free. And
anywhere in the world?
I'm sorry?
Anywhere in the world, anyone can order it?
Oh, yes. We've had people from as far away as Sweden and Australia order the cards. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. We're happy to ship them out. We want them to go worldwide. We want the goodness to spread as quickly as possible, and the quickest way to do that is to get all these karma cards out there and traveling and have people come back to the website and see when you recognize one good act, how many good acts that one recognition mm-hmm. then generated. So it's just an ongoing chain. When you start it, what goes around comes around, and it starts with you. It always starts with mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. Wait. And you said there will be a shipping fee.
No shipping fee. No shipping, no handling, nothing. No, we're absorbing all the costs. We want those cars to get out there. No.
How amazing is that? I will order mine right away.
Please do. Please do. And I'll slip a few extra in your packet as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Really honored to have you.
Oh, it's been fun.
Great. Thanks so much, Darlene. And we hope to be in touch, and we hope to have you soon with your new film and the new project. And I think it will just go on and on.
I hope so. That's the intention.
Great. Our best wishes to you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Let's have a short meditation before we leave today. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold for a moment. Let it go. Once again, deep breath in. Hold for a moment. Let it go. And take your attention to your stomach, above your navel, your solar plexus. And spend just a moment to fully experience it, feel it. Is there any anxiety, any fear, any sensation, restlessness, any worry that you are feeling in your stomach? Acknowledge it. Stay with it. Let it become strong, as strong as you can feel it. Feel the tightness fully. Take a deep breath in, hold, and release fully. Take a deep breath, knowing that God's grace is flowing in, taking care of everything in your life, any issues, any problems, any worries, any situations that are difficult to handle. And breathe out all that worry, that fear, anxiety. Another deep breath of God's grace, and knowing that you are taken care of, release that tightness, that anxiety. Another breath of God's power. You are powerful, you are strong. Taken care of each and every moment, and everything will be well in life. One last time, release that fear, that anxiety, let it go fully and completely. And just relax, keeping your eyes closed, being grateful. Being grateful for what you have received. Being positive. Wishing you all the very best. Blessings to you for a beautiful, wonderful week. See you next week again, Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Have a blissful week. Namaste.